Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Over Easy, for Makin' Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
There's no place like
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place, it's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Show you mercy like
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio, where we lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited, with a variety of indie, rock, alternative, and all other kinds of tunes. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are in Phase Heavy Limbs. We started off the hour with Coward Forgets His Nightmare by Chanel Beats and Alistair by Dust. So I'm just going to set the scene for you real quick for this week. You're me. You get back from a 24-hour travel day on Saturday. You proceed to sleep for only 6 hours. You get up the next morning, immediately spend the next 18 hours doing work, running errands, spending 2 hours at Costco getting your prescription rechecked, picking up your housemates from the train station. Then you go to bed and sleep 6 hours again. Have one of the busiest weeks of the semester. You're studying for a midterm on Wednesday. You finish a 500-page novel in Spanish. You're filing your taxes. You're prepping for your half marathon on Sunday, and you're consistently getting less than 8 hours of sleep. On Wednesday night, after your midterm, you have 2 beers and try to socialize, but you're later informed that your eyes were less than half open for the entire conversation. You conk out for the next 13 hours and wake up having slept through your only class of the next day in a fog. You didn't make the choice to skip it. Your body literally refused to get up with the alarm to stand up and to do it all again. So you lay there paralyzed by the weight of everything you know you have to keep doing, but all your limbs are physically glued to the covers. The weight of your head and the weakness of your body are making standing up one of the most difficult tasks you could possibly imagine. Eventually, you arise at a call from your housemate asking you to go get Starbucks with them. The coffee helps, but you're still a shell of a human. The most productivity you can muster is reading the rest of the book that you had to do, but it takes all of your brain power and some to even make that happen. And also, the book you just finished reading is Cien Años de Soledad by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and the last line of the book is, "Everything written was irrepeatable since time immemorial and forevermore, because race is condemned to 100 years of solitude, did not have a second opportunity on earth." So it's really intense, and then you're sent into an emotional state of shock, because I don't even know what that means, but it elicited an emotional response in me, I can tell you that. So this is the theme of Phase this week. I'm still in a state of exhaustion. I have a lingering fog surrounding my head. I'm overwhelmed by everything I have to do. I'm encouraged by the fact that I only have a month left of school and of doing this. But then I'm also dragged back down by the extreme burnout of having done this for the past 7 months and 3 years. So the songs I've got are not quite melancholic, not quite sad, not quite angry, just a little dull. Not in a boring way, but like sonically dampened, if you will. Songs about coming apart at the seams, just a little bit. Funny enough, I just found the song Coward Forgets His Nightmares today when I was looking at Instagram feed of Addie Rafford, who's a professional freeride skier. If you haven't heard of her, go check her out. She's really cool. She's a very specific curated aesthetic. She's very stylish as a skier, and she has this kind of quiet aura about her, and it comes through on her Instagram and her taste in music as well. It's all very black and white and dark and moody. But anyway, she put the song in the background of one of her posts, and I was like, this is my vibe this week. So if your limbs have been feeling a little heavy as well, stay tuned for some more moody, fatigued tunes coming up this hour. Up next, we've got Bri Webb, Rheostatics, Mila de Grey, and more on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Riveted. singing a blues. When I was born, man was singing the blues. Seen both sides. There's nothing to win. To lose. If there's time, this is where you. If there's time. Thank you.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we are in Phase Heavy Limbs. We just heard Long Time Before This, Guayhanas, BC, by Bri Webb, Jim Guthrie, and Sarah Harmer, Blues by River Tiber, Headlights by Horse, Huron by Rio Statics, and Undo Me by Mila DeGray. So in the spirit of Phase Heavy Limbs, which to me is that physical manifestation of feeling the weight of a busy life and of an imperfect reality, when all the things that have been mentally weighing are physically pinning you down and making mobilization all the more difficult. It's interesting because I'm not an abnormally anxious person, nor am I depressed, or do I experience sort of the episodic immobility they describe as part of a depressive disorder, but I think the closest thing I come to is that feeling of having heavy limbs. And I really love Mila DeGray, who we heard earlier, because she's got this way of including this overwhelming, melancholic burnout tone to her music and applying it to the excitement of, you know, being young and coming of age in a new city. She told Atwood Magazine that she wrote her last album, Silver Meteor 98, about the beginning of her time having moved to New York from Florida, the first time being this big, exciting new city where she says she was, quote, running around thinking everything was romantic. And I love the way they describe the tone of the album as, quote, musically and lyrically unapologetic. They carry with them the weight and the ache of the past two highly consequential years, which for DeGray were filled with new relationships, emotional turmoil, inner reckoning, and a near endless stream of soul searching, unquote. Because that weight and that ache is exactly what it feels like to me to have heavy limbs. And it's hard because you're not excited to live life, but you're just, it's sometimes it's a lot. And I think the context of New York City just has to amplify the intensity and the saturation of that feeling of being young and being in such a transient, action-packed period of your life. And it can weigh you down. And it's really fun to be young, but sometimes the exhaustion catches up to you. Up next, we've got Swim School, Rara Viper, Lucky, Teen Jesus, and the Gene Teasers, and more. I'm going to pick it up a little bit. Don't worry, guys. So stay tuned on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Maria's dead bones. Yeah, I was in love. I was in love. I was in love, and now I'm in hell with Maria's bones talking to myself.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week we are in Phase Heavy Limbs. We just heard Heaven by Swim School, Bow Down by Geese, Losers by Rah Rah Viper, Another Day in Parasite by Dog Gone, Lady Beetle by Lucky, and Unscarred by Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers. A couple more upbeat, or at the very least fast-paced tunes in this part of the hour. I keep being hesitant to play Geese on the radio because I don't want to fall into the pattern of stereotype of being an indie music radio lover who puts this Brooklyn band on a pedestal and praises them endlessly for being the best rock band Gen Z has offered to date. A performative radio host, if you will. But unfortunately, I think the hype is so well deserved because the songs they write speak so deeply to my personal, and if I may generalize a little, to the lived experience of most American or North American Gen Z kids. The world we were raised in is wrought with political turmoil, pandemics, wars, consistent onslaught of new technological advancements that enhance our well-being just as much as hurt it. Not to say that this is a unique experience, because history repeats itself and all the best music comes from artists that have found the ability to comment and create art from the struggle and the emotion inspired by the world around them. But I think Geese is truly one of the first bands of my generation that has just been able to hit and capture that experience from so many different angles. In almost all my phases, I've either put or thought of putting a song from Getting Killed that explains it almost perfectly. I think also having grown up in a very liberal place in the United States has amplified my feelings of anxiety, and that has really influenced the person I am now. And I think maybe it's just that they have a similar experience and can articulate that feeling. But I don't know, I just feel like they're speaking to the masses. I'm sure they are. Everybody loves them. So anyways, I've read reviews that interpret the lyrics of Bow Down to be ones that compare a devastating obsession and a romantic relationship to the hypocrisy and heartbreak of worship, the feeling that it's so personal and that no one else understands and that you would die for it. But to me also, my most naive young person core, I feel it as a stab at the generations before me that don't know what it's like to bow down and sort of submit to this dying system that we are half in and half out of, that we don't know how to reject or how to embrace. And I feel like that's part of the weight that I feel when I have these heavy limbs. So yeah, music is really cool. I like interpreting things how I want to. So we're going to finish off the hour with Let It Rain by Valley, and the song that I think most encapsulates what it feels like to be weighed down by the weight of the world as a young person, to be constantly overstimulated by emotions, plans, friends, schools, jobs, the state of the political world, and the delicate balance that feels like it's crumbling around you. And that song is How I Met Your Mother by Old Mervs, one of my all-time favorites. Thank you so much for tuning in, and catch the next installment of Phase next Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Have a great day, everybody.
Change, 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 change. Sometimes it's gonna rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. I'm a wicker swing, floating through the garden. I'm a summer breeze, passing through the Arctic. I'm 28. Hot damn, I still get caught in. Yeah.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
For you to pull it in. If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Pass.